written. And so he says, ye are our epistle written in our hearts. But I want to say we are ourselves. We are an epistle. We are writing. We are writing something with our lives. Where we walk, where we work, where we live, we are writing. We are an epistle. People who come after us can read, can see, can hear. Hear past so and so. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles 34. Beginning from verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of David his father and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, and the Bible is repeating the young. While he was yet young, I'm sure you've seen those kids here. They're so tiny. And I wanted to see it so that at least I put it in my mind. An eight-year-old, the Bible accepts, while he was yet young, he began to do what? Can we read all of us? For in the 8th year of his reign, we are reading, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father, and in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. Before you go to verse 4, I was just, for a moment, I thought about the Gen Z. Are they called Gen Z? The Gen Z. We used to call it Z. Tumebadika juzi tukakuwa wazungu, tukaanza kuweza Z. I started long ago calling Z. Z, Z. So Gen Z and then the millennial. They are millennial and they are Gen Z. All right? I'm not going to ask you to raise up your hand, but I know we have plenty of Gen Zs in the church. Do you have Gen Zs in the church? Do you have Gen Zs in the church? How about the millennial? Yeah? Now, we ourselves were born during the baby boom. What is it? Ruth, what is it? Baby boomers? The baby boomers. I'm a boomers. Yeah? After the Second World War, there's a group of people that are called the baby. Me, I was born 1948. When Israel became a state. Did you hear that? That's when I was born, 1948. Then the baby boomers were around there. Ni walisaliwa tu kwa sababu wazee walikuwa vitani, waliporudi nyumbani, there was a likelihood of getting many kids. That's what they call the baby boomers. Eh? Actually, my uncle, I had two uncles who went to the Second World War. They went to fight. I think one must have gone to either India or the next one of the neighboring countries there. And another one went to Somalia. There was the Italians, and I remember those stories from my uncles. They were out in the war. My father was the youngest of the sons of my grandfather. He was the youngest. So he stayed home. When the other big boys were rounded up in 1930s to go out for war, the chief would come and round the boys. My father was excused. so that he remains at home with the goats and the cows and the sheep. So he stayed home, and I think that is when those brothers of his, uncles, didn't come back. One died in the war, and the other one came home sick and died. Then he remained those days, their wives, when they die, my father took charge. He had two wives, and later on, much later, those two wives went to look for a wife for my father, and that was my mother. They went to look for a wife, a young one, because they were slightly older. They went to get a young one, and that was my mother. My mother was abducted. Actually, it was abduction. She was abducted and brought to my father's little house and locked there. When she woke up there the following morning, she couldn't go back home. That's how Henry later on came about, giving you a little story. That's how Henry later on, and you know what, when you call me Henry, I know you can't. But out there, when I meet people, we grew up together, and then they call me by my first name. I feel very friendly. I feel very goodly. Because here, Bishop, in Nitamwa, you got Nido Nili, Toreakwa. I'm trying to explain. I might get lost. Excuse me. I might get lost. But I want to talk about Gen Z. I want to talk about the young people today. You did something and you're still doing something that has really woken us up. There is a people, 8 million plus, that are called Gen Zs in Kenya, and they can drive the agenda of this nation. They can drive the agenda. You can make the president have sleepless nights and the politicians. You can make politicians go home. Gen Z, let me tell you, you did something and it was not imaginable. It was unimaginable. We did not imagine you could do what you did. I tell you. We woke up, my goodness. Eh? And you tried to enter parliament. Parliament is a sacred place for this country. Na mukajaribu kuingia. The officers, it's not a joking matter, but now we can joke, eh? We can laugh. The officers counted how many bullets do I have? And how many people are here in front of me? How many bullets do I have? And how many people are here? They tried with their brains. They tried. The brain told them to shoot. And a few were shot. Then after that, he decided, I don't have enough bullets. I better do something else. And the something else was to take off. And the parliament was left without security. For the first time. It is scary. It's a scaring issue. Very, very scary. It has scared everybody. Because only 2 MPs were left there. 2 MPs were left there. The physically handicapped. Bishop, the father of the singer. What is her name? Eh? Koske. Koske, my good friend, could not run. And the other one is the women leader, the women rep for Makueni, Rose Museo. Those two could go nowhere. So the Gen Zs, I hear ati ata Gen Z wako na heart, walisaidia hao, waliwasaidia. Wale wengine wote walitoroka na walitoroka na ambulances. They forgot their Mavi 8, na Mavi 12, na Mavi 10. They forgot, and they took off. It was very, very scary. But I also want to address you. while you are making us think about leadership, and I hear what you're saying. I hear what the Gen Z are saying. And we have been saying the same thing. This country is going the wrong direction. If you are listening to me on Facebook and on YouTube, this country at this particular time, it is going the wrong direction. The evils we are seeing, the arrogance in which our political leaders are doing things, it is also scary. Because you ask yourself, why did I wake up to go and elect and vote, you know? And I can tell you, for me and my wife, after or during the long heavy rains, our bridge was washed away. The 14 Falls Bridge that you cross to Machakos County from Kiambu County. It was washed both sides, on this side and on this side. The bridge was left hanging. And coming to Thika to the office here every day, we had to go through Kangundo. We go backwards that way. We go through Kaba to cross the other bridge down Kaba, come through Kidimani, Yata, all the way here. It costed money and time. I had to repair my vehicle because at night going home, we would get stuck. When it would rain, we would get stuck, and the people, it is a four-wheel, but the people in front of us, little cars, they will get stuck and we can't pass. So I have to pull them, niwatoe kwa barabara, ndiye tupiti. I did that several nights. The first one, I burnt my clutch. Clutch tulifika mahali, na ni saa nane ya usiku, clutch ikakwit. I had to learn. My son Paul told me how to drive because it's a shift. It's not automatic. Ni ile una shift. Na lazima uweke clutch. Kwanza clutch. Usukume clutch ndiye gear iingie. Akaniambia, Dad, do this and this and this and this. That is how we got unstuck. And we came all the way to a kilometer away from home at 3 a.m. And from there, it couldn't go with the instructions we had been given. It was so muddy and we couldn't go. We got stuck there. So I left the vehicle. I told my wife, let us walk. See, we used to walk when we were young. I told her, we remind ourselves. And I took my stick and we walked home. Nobody greeted us at night. Nobody, nobody, nobody. So what I'm saying is we were affected. We had to move from there. We had to rent a house outside. And we would go once a week to check whether the dogs are okay and the chicken are okay. And we did that for more than a month. And I hear money has been set aside to come and repair the bridge. But nobody's doing that. Del Monte, some of you are working in Del Monte and you're supposed to come and harvest your pineapples there. You couldn't cross. Your pineapples went to waste. They offered to build a bridge. But the politicians refused. Because they have to make money. They have to eat in making the bridge. So it took so long, and I can say with a lot of confidence, it took so long for that bridge to be repaired. We went back home. Is it last week or last week but one? We went back now. It was they put some stone, rocks, and maram. Now we can access the bridge and we can go on the other side. We were affected. I was saying this nation needs a prophet. Tell it you're going the wrong direction and you will crash. You will crash. I feel for you. I feel for the nation. When we have to lose so many young people, we have to lose so many young people because of bad politics. So Gen Z, let me advise you now, before I continue with my message here. This is not part of the message, but let me advise you. Gen Z's, listen, and millennial, you're doing the right thing. But you need some correction in some areas. You need correction in some areas. Okay? One, you don't have weapons. The government has weapons. They have bullets, they have askaris, they have bundukis. We don't want to bury many of you going forward. I would advise you to retreat and regroup. Two things, retreat and regroup. When you regroup, there are two things I advise you to do. One, you need to plan how you are going to remove the bad politicians using the vote. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? You need to regroup and plan how you are going politically, because you can't overthrow the government by walking in the street. You will not. But hearing the president that the politicians have had. Omesikia. So retreat, because they have the bullets. And if you don't, more of you, we will be burying you in the coming days. You are not going to remove this government by marching in the streets. It will go up to 2027, or else, it has to happen, all of you, or most of you Gen Zs, we will lose you. We don't want to lose you. We want to have you. Somebody wrote something that I wanted to read to you. Somebody wrote something, and I want. This is advice. This is advice. Gen Zs. When you regroup, because listen to this. Somebody had written before the reconstitution of the cabinet. He had said, reconstitute the cabinet and do not reshuffle. Now, we know the president has reshuffled, and there are quite a number who have gone back that shouldn't have gone back. But we are saying that he appoints professionals of proven character from all the regions without dividing positions between the president and Raila, because that is coming up. You know, that's coming up. And it was an advice. This was an advice that went out. Do not do that. Do not recycle people. Listen, number two, listen to what the citizens are saying and act accordingly, because we are the ones, citizens, we are the ones who vote them in. It's our vote. I voted for a president. I had six people I voted for. And I know you did the same, those of you who voted. Okay? So my issue with them is, when we vote them in, then they don't listen to us. I say, no, no, no. You have to listen to us, because we sent you there to represent us. Because all of us cannot go to parliament to make laws. We send you there with our vote. And we can also withdraw you using our vote. Did you know that? And plans are underway to withdraw certain MPs, I hear, those who voted yes for the finance bill. Stop and fight every corruption. And there have been so many. All the way from Goldenberg. All the way coming, big, huge ones. Kenya right now, Kimerel and the other dam, Kenya is going to be paying $23 billion to the Italian company that had signed a contract to build those dams. And the young one, Gen Z, I'm speaking for you. Stop abductions and killings of citizens, and urgently bring the killers to book. Do not play the games you played with the cabinet on the constitution of IBC. Lower the cost of living. That's what I'm hearing. Lower the cost of living. Reduce taxes. I hear that 1 trillion of our budget is budgeted for corruption. 1 trillion. budgeted for corruption. Very, very long. Very wrong. Unite this country. Actually, the Gen Z have no tribe. Did you know that? The Gen Z have no tribe. They are tribeless. I don't want to say they are faceless. No. You have a face. You have a face. And that's what the Gen Z's are saying. Anybody mentioned with corruption should not, whether he's been found guilty or not guilty, anybody mentioned with corruption should not be given a chance to rule or to lead. No. We have many, many people in the country who can be able to do that job. Good professionals, clean people who can be able to lead and lead very well. People who are so extravagant and rude, who are wearing watches of 900,000 shillings, a watch, 900,000 shillings, a belt of 50,000 shillings, my goodness, belt. A belt, hii belt, hii ninanuanga shilingi miatano. Hii miatano. Jamaa naenda, nainashika hii surali yangu. Where's toa? Where's toa? Na ni shilingi miatano. Where's toa? But somebody goes out there and buys. It's okay, let's go back. So, I have given you advice. 2027 as it approaches. Gen Z, millennial, listen to me. Gen Z, millennial. If you don't have an ID, make sure you have an ID. That's number one. Number two, make sure when registration of voters, and I don't know why we register for voting when I have an ID. An ID would have been enough for me to walk anywhere and do, but because the politicians want corruption, they do that. Asema, when the peer will register. And then we spent, how much money can think we spend on registration? Over 7 billion. We don't need to spend all that. If you have an ID, go and vote, Allah. And then, look at the politicians, what they do. They corrupt this thing so much. You vote today and it takes a week counting and tallying those votes. It is not tallying. It is corruption. With technology today, by midnight, when voting closes at 6 o'clock, with technology, by midnight, even that is late, by midnight, we would know who won and who lost. Kabisa. Less than 6 hours, we should be able to know with technology today. You agree with me? There's so much technology. Ukienda kuvote na hizi gadgets, let's vote with the gadgets. Wachana mambo wa makaratasi. Ta, 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 ta. Inaenda kwa dini, kwa tallying, inaongezewa. Kila mtu inaongezewa. By the time you finish 6 o'clock, brrr, with one button, lakini kwa sababu ya wizi na corruption, kutaka fulani ya ingi, lakini si fulani, then those things are delayed 4 days and they are working around. I'm just tired of that. I'm a Gen Z now. I'm a Gen Z. I'm just tired of that. Let's be clear. Okay, let's go back. Let's now go to our sermon, because on 2027, you Gen Z, you'll be armed with an ID and a voter's card to vote out or to vote in. Sawa sawa. Kwa sababu nikiuliza, na sitauliza hapa. We are live. Sitauliza hapa, ni wangapi mulivote last time. If you are Gen Z and you are on the street, there's a mother, one of our members, who told me she went home and didn't know where her daughter was. Her daughter came later on and asked her, "Where were you?" Nilikuwa nimeenda nini? Maandamano. So mothers, fathers, your kids were out in the street. You think we are talking about kids that are out there? We are talking, they are right here. And they are in your house. Now, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to rule. How do you rule when you are 8 years old? I can only think that you must have a, in I think it is in Kings we are told who was the mother of Josiah. Here it doesn't give us. Who was the mother and who was the father of Josiah? In Chronicles, we are told his father David. But I'm asking theologians here. Josiah, was he a son of David? Huh? Biological. Was he a son of David? Munisaidia tafadhali. Huh? So why is he called a son of David? Generation. When he looks back, it's like a beacon, it's like a signpost, it's like ukirudi kwa generations. Eh? Unaenda kukuta, huyu mtoto alitoa tabia hizi kwa great grandfather wake ambaye alikuwa namna hii. Let's talk about genes. We were talking about Nzivo, his son, so tall. He's taller than his grandfather. But when you go down the line, there is somebody. He's carrying some genes. Sababu mmoja ambaye alikuwa mrefu. Eh? Alafu kijana akakuwa mrefu. Just using that one. Okay? So the Bible says he followed what his father David. He followed the God of his father David. Father David had God. I don't want to say he had a God. No, he had God. Because there could have been very many others, but he had the Almighty God in his life, David. You remember David was a worshiper? You remember David when he went to fight the Philistine? He remembered when he was young how he killed the bear, he killed the lion, eh? And it was like, what was his name? The big, huge guy, Goliath. Goliath, eh? I come to you in the name of who? Eh? In the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, children, youth, if you're going to be anything in this life, you've got to have a bearing. You've got to have a bearing. You got to have a reference point. Eh? Josiah had a reference point. His father David. His great, 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 great grandfather David. I don't know if, whether he even had lineage. Whether he was in that lineage of David. I don't know. I didn't check. But there's a reference point. He goes back. He goes back in life and says, my father David had a God. Had a God. You know, people here in CCIT, you are privileged. Let me tell you. You are really privileged because when we started this church, we were young. We were very young. Actually, people mocked us in this town. That time, although I was married, but I was young. I had little kids. They said, unaenda kanisa ya watoto, ya vijana. I heard that many times in Thika. Today, wakitaka kutu nyurojia na kutuaribu, watasema unaenda kanisa ile ya wazee. You know they are free to say anything about us. But those days, ilikuwa kanisa ya vijana. Now, iko na mixture. Si iko na mzee hapa. Na iko na kijana mhubiri hapa. Eh? Iko na kijana mhubiri. Iko na vijana wahubiri hapa. wazee kama sisi, jua yetu inaanza kuenda hivi. Na unajua, that is a reference point for you. That is a reference point for you. You are blessed to see all men still keeping their testimony, growing old gracefully in the ministry. You are blessed. Hiyo inawaangukianga, wacha niwaambie. Mtakuwa mnatumia hivyo, nilikuwa ninaenda ama mimi huenda kanisa ya unataja jina mtu anasema ulimjua. There are people who will wonder, have you ever greeted that man? Have you ever shaken his hand? Unajua nyinyi mnaona rais hapa tu tukitoka tunagongana nini shoulders na tunasalimiana. Wewe unaona ni rais sana. Ngoja nikuambie, kuna watu pale atasema hey my mama. Aseme vile wake huyo anasema mangai, mangai, mangai. Ati uruage dia mudhuri ucio. Kugeithia tu, kumusalimia tu, watu wana hey, you're blessed. Amen. You're blessed. Now your testimony. I do things the way I do them because I was taught. When I spent the day with Mr. Kiari, I heard him say a lot of times, nilisikia akisema a lot of times, he quoted things I told you years and years ago. He would quote them. And that's where I got my message. We would go on and he tells me, Bishop, unakumbuka ukituambia hivi. I can't remember. Mimi siwezi kumbuka. Kumbe, he has been retaining these words. He's been carrying these words. Unakumbuka ukituambia hivyo. So I see a people that have an heritage, an inheritance. Mimi naona watu wako na inheritance ambao mumebarikiwa. Na tukisema mumebarikiwa, mumebarikiwa. So Gen Z, let me go back to Gen Z. This 8-year-old young man, how did he on the earth reign and lead the people of Judah and Benjamin? How on earth did he become a leader? 8 years old. Lazima alikuwa na advice. Let me turn to the parents. Do you know you can bring up your children to be rulers, to reign, to be leaders? You can do it. And you know, let me go political here and say, I wish, now looking back, I wish our education in this country would be delinked from politicians. I wish. Go think about it, Girinji. I wish our education was not linked to politics. Because our education is about the young ones. It's about the children. And let me digress a little bit and go back to the years of the YK, was it YK what? Wandonya, do you remember? It was YK what? Huh? YK 82? YK what? 92? YK 92? What was YK 92? It was a group of Gen Z's, I think. It was a group of university students. And I think our president was part of the YK 92. He was part of that. And it was the youth wing for Moi. Moi had youths who were out there for him. Okay? And they did a lot of politicking out there. One of the things I see now as an educationist, I look back and I see that is where I think we began to lose it and lose it badly. Because the YK 92 became very wealthy overnight. They were given a lot of money. The politics, they were given a lot of money. And as they were given money, they didn't work. They didn't work. They used their mouth. Went out there. They had money. I'll never forget. And I'll mention names. Someone like Anyona from Kisiland. I used to see him in the streets. Suruali yake ilikuwa mrefu na hapa nyuma inakwisha. Nilikutana naye one time. Alikuwa na, yani, ilikuwa imekwisha na kiatu imekwisha. And when he was given a position, when he was given a position by the seniors, all of a sudden the guy becomes wealthy. Didn't work for it. Became wealthy. So during the Kanu era, let me tell you, during the Kanu era, this country went in the wrong direction because our first president, Mzee Jomo Kenyatta, alisema tufanye kasi. Tufanye kasi. Turudi mashambani. You remember something like that? Mr. Kisen, you remember? Turudi mashambani tukalime. Jamaa walikuwa bush. Wakifikiri atujapata uhuru. And he kept on. I was a teenager. I heard him pleading with people. Tokeni mstuni. Turudi mashambani. Tulikuwa tunapiga nia. Hii mashamba. Sasa turudi mashambani. That was our first president. Then came our second president and things went haywire. You became rich without working. Then the churches, some preachers came out of that and began to preach the get rich quick. Eh? The blessings of the Lord, fine. Munakuja naubiriwa kanisani, by the end of this year, you'll be driving a car. Say amen. But mwenye kusema uta drive gari, ajasema you have to work hard for it. Akusema. So we gave birth to people that will drive at the end of the year at the echo and they don't work. So he went to the university, got education, came out here to drive a car. And so the churches are full of guys who are waiting to drive at the end of the year. And so you don't work, you don't earn, but you want to drive a car. Huh? That is what is happening with the churches. Gen Z's, the only problem, ile mistake mlifanya, ni kuingia kanisani eh, na kulete furugu. Kanisa, hata kama ni hiyo inaubiri prosperity, watabadilika tu iko siku moja. Mtu anafikanga mahali anasema, nimengojia hii ngari, nasifanye kazi, wacha nikafanye kazi. Kwanza ninalala njaa, wacha nikafanye kazi, kwanza ninunue chakula. Mtu anataka, there are some people, friends of mine, nimewakatasa kununua gari. Na wengine wanaanza kusema anatukatasa kwa sababu hataki tuwe kama yeye. Aja. Hauna pesa ya kufuel hiyo gari? Eh? Naambia vijana wangu rafiki yangu tafadhali before you buy a car, why don't you first of all build a house? Why don't you build a house? Anga expense ya rent. You take care of that. Anytime we cause a job, unarudi nyumbani kwako. You are staying in your own house. But there are people here, I'm sorry, there are people here, heard me preach all the years. Na Wakamba waliniinukia, kwa sababu Wakamba wanapenda kwenda kujenga kishagi. Kishagi na Wameru. Wanapenda kwenda kujenga kishagi, kinyumba cha 8 rooms. 8 rooms, they build, and they are here in Thika town. Atalala marangapi kwa hiyo 8 rooms per year. Alafu sahi, let's say, waja tutumie Githinji. Githinji ameritire. Alafu anapeleka Mama Roda kwa 8 room the house kishagi. Atiawe ana clean. Mama Roda utaweza hiyo nyumba. Awezi. Eh? So nilikuwa na advice hapa when I used to preach when I was your pastor. I used to preach, jenga town. Silas, jenga town. Ikikuja wakati wa kwenda village, if you must go to the village, utauza hii nyumba, ama utarent. You rent to others. Yes. You rent to others. Akamba waliniinukia, wasema we, walisema meneo siwezi kusema hapa. Wacha tu niseme. Waliniinukia. Lakini wale walisikia, wanakujanga kunishukuru. Wana, Bishop, nendo kakunyu chai. Nendo kakunyu kahawa. Ulisema maneno na kanisaidia in life. Bwana sifi, wacha turudi kwa message. Parents. Hiyo ni nawatupia hivi tu kwa sababu nawatupia hivi mchukue ukataa So churches, there are churches you should never go. Churches that don't teach you to work. If they don't teach you to work hard, they tell you to expect from God and you become lazy, don't go to that church, please. Don't go to that church. Usiende. You know, when we started, and the Lord blessed me with a station wagon, I was the only one with a vehicle in the church. Imagine if today I was the only one driving. It would be a shame. But today you have a problem of parking here in the compound, right? Because God blessed you and you are driving cars. I hope you are not parking outside a rented house. Wacha nifikishe hiyo hapo, Wacha nifikishe. Wacha nifikishe hapo. Mama Ruth, nifikishe hapo. Niwaachie hapo, Wacha niwaachie hapo tu. Hapo ninaweza kuuma. Ninaweza kuuma. Naweza Church, I have to teach people to be hardworking. You didn't say amen.
Amen.
And I teach you, I teach you to hard work. Because I work hard. I work hard. Show me which tree I have not planted in my shamba. Guashi. I eat guashi in the morning. I quit eating bread. My wife is still struggling with eating bread. She likes it. It's good. Me, I quit. Akinunua mnaita buffalo. Akinunua inakaa nyumbani kwa sababu ana struggle, anachukua kamoja, anasikia anawachana naye. Wiki inakwisha mkate iko hapo. The next thing unaanza kuona mold imeingia. Kwa sababu mimi nakula guashi kutoka shambani. Vegetables kutoka shambani. And I feel good. And then I start with a papaya. Have you ever seen papayas out here? I'm doing now in tons. I'm harvesting per week tons of papayas. And I'm going around the world looking for the best seeds of papayas. That I'll be the man of papayas. And I eat it. Every morning, I got to have a papaya. Cleans my stomach. That's me very well. That's why you see me very healthy. Where? So I work. My compound, I planted some trees. My mangoes are now flowering. They're coming on season right now. So hapa January, February, nitakuwa nakula maembe ya kutoka kwa shamba ya compound yangu. Compound tu hapo inje. Nikitoka hivi, naangalia ile ime. Bana sio sana. Nataka usikie wewe. Nenda wewe. Work hard. God. Kuna watu wanasomanga mahali pengine nasema that God blesses those who do what? No, me, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you got to work. God blesses the work of our hands. Mungu anabarikia kazi ya mikono yetu. Na mimi nataka mbarikiwe. Bwana siwe sana. So tukipata milionea kwa hii kanisa, itakuwa mnarudi nyuma. They are getting rich like their preacher founder, Bishop Mulanti. Bwana siwezana. Amen. Now two things, Gen Z's, twende kwa Gen Z. Wasasi nitakuja hapo nyuma baadaye. Hata ingawa time naona imeenda. Gen Z's, 8 years old, he began to reign. And then, at 12 years of age, he began to purge Judah. I like what you're doing, Gen Z's. You're purging the country. You're throwing the idols and people have held so dear. You're going to homes of your MPs and politicians. Munaenda kuwasalimia. Nasikia kuna salamu ingine. Munaenda kuwasalimia. This is through. And we need Gen Z's also to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need Gen Z's to come here and seek the Lord and find him. Because when you find the Lord gives you direction for life. Amen. There is no Gen Z. Listen. There is no Gen Z who follows and who seeks the Lord will fail in life. Did you hear that? Yes. No. Succeeding is life. It's not just driving. No. There's more than that. More than driving. Bwana asifiwe sana. Amen. Gen Z's that are filled with the power of God. He sought the Lord. That was number one project. His business was to seek the God of his father, David. Glory, 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 glory. If we want to see a great future, I've written this, for this nation, we must be deliberate. Parents, we must be deliberate to grow children that have a vision and a burden for this country. Yeah? Bwana asifiwe sana. We must. We should. I'm afraid. Wacha niume mahali ingine. Wacha niume hapa. Parents, we bring up children. We give birth to children. And we let the internet educate them. And the internet, let me tell you, is so dirty these days. Ah, yeah. Unasikia hizo vitu zinaitwa TikTok. Unasikia hizo vitu. Mimi sipitangi je hii, kwa sababu nilisikia ni dirty. Ninaonanga tule tunusu tunatupwa kwa nini yangu. Naenda TikTok. Tungini ni tusuri na tunakulead kwa tule tubaya. They are influencing our minds. Our minds get so influenced. You get out there and everything is open. Everything is naked. There are things we never said. There are things we never watched. Oh, my word. Nikienda kwa simu yangu hivi, piche natokea, na kwa sababu, you know, macho, sina curtain. Alafu nikienda kuomba, ninasikia madhokodhania kwa macho. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. Ninaanza kusema Mungu, takasa hii macho yangu. Takasa macho yangu. Nafunga hivi nafungua, takasa Mungu. Ah! Naomba peke yangu, siombangi loudly kwa sababu my wife ataniuliza ni nini hii unatakaswa? Tuko na wewe hapa na wewe unafanya dhambi. We have to be deliberate. Young people, there are things you have to choose and there are things you have to say no. If you're going to make it today, your world is so evil and corrupt than our world. No, that's the truth. Your world is, I mean, the airwaves and everything is dirty. It's filled with filth. It may just want to filth. You just have to be deliberate. I say, he, out in the name of Jesus. And I will live and I will succeed in life without those things. Yeah. You know, your language is loaded. Gen Z's, your language is loaded. I will take you out. What does that mean? I found out it doesn't mean what I know. taking somebody out. Huh? Sinyi mnajua saidi ya hiyo. So the other day, somebody I led to the Lord, he sent me $1,000,000 and told me, take your wife out. Then the mistake I did was to tell her. Then you know, it was this time we had to move from our house to stay somewhere else. So she kept on saying, utanipeleka out, utanipeleka out. So mimi, kwa sababu tumetoka kwangu, kwetu, tukaenda out, tukaenda mahali ingine. Mimi nasikia tumeenda out. Lakini kwake, out ni kitu ingine. So naanza kutafuta. Namuuliza hii out ni wapi? Siku ingine anaambia nipeleke Embu out. Namwambia wacha nikupeleke Kasiluni out. Kwa sababu out yangu mimi nataka kwenda shambani, nataka kwenda nilime, nataka kwenda nione mimea, nione kondoo, nione mbuzi, nione ng'ombe zinaendelea na mra. That is my out. That is my outing. When I go out, That's my out. Now, you young people, when you tell somebody, let's go out, what do you mean? That word is loaded, isn't it? It is loaded. So even our language has become filthy. When we say something so clear and so good, out. Kukutoka, sinikupeleke out ya kanisa hapa, out, out. Nikifungulia umbwa yangu naiambia out, out. Nikikaa nje imejisaidia imefanya nini kirudi ama naambia in. Lakini language ya majensi wakati wanasema out, they know what they it is loaded. It is loaded. So Lord help us. Lord help us. Lugha ilikuwa mzuri tumeiharibu. But I like this young man, Josiah. Oh God, give us Josiahs in our time. Give us young men who have a passion and deliberate, I'm going to seek the Lord. I met a lady, she's a professor in a university in America. I helped her a lot in her high school days in the 1970s, 72, 73. She was from Rimuruti.